Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about something a bit different, and we're going to be talking about burnout. So what is burnout? So this is something that happens quite often in our industry, and it's not a nice thing. It's pretty horrible, to be honest. So basically, there's two really important definitions of burnout. So there's a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by long-term involvement in emotionally demanding situations. And there's, which one you might relate to more, is a state of fatigue or frustration brought about by devotion to a cause, way of life, or relationship that failed to produce the expected reward. This second quote makes more sense to, at least in our industry, or along with other professional industries. Now, it's people kind of wonder about, you know, it's just stress, but stress and burnout are quite different things. So burnout may be the result of unrelenting stress, but it isn't the same as too much stress. Stress, by and large, involves too much, too many pressures that demand too much of your physical, of you physically and psychologically. Stress people can still imagine, though, that if they can basically get everything under control, that they'll feel better. But with burnout, it's about not enough. So being burnt out means feeling empty, devoid of motivation, and beyond caring. So people experiencing burnout often don't see any hope of positive change in their situations. And if excessive stress is like drowning in responsibilities, burnout is being all dried up. It's completely dry. While you're usually aware of being under a lot of stress, you don't always notice burnout when it happens. So this is one of the things, it's kind of like a silent killer sort of thing. So it kind of just comes on out of nowhere. Essentially, it's a state of chronic stress, and it can lead to physical and emotional exhaustion, basically feelings of ineffectiveness and lack of accomplishment. And you can even go to cynicism and attachment, which is pretty full on. There's a few articles that I've referenced here in the show notes. There's also a self-test, which I think everyone should do if you do think you potentially do have burnout or have signs of burnout. It's a quick 15-question questionnaire. And there's some good links there to about recovering and stuff like that. One of the articles has an extract here, which it talks about high achievers, but I think this translates well to web developers because as people or web designers, anyone on the web industry, because it reflects our attitude. So I'll just read this quick little extract and I'll explain how I think it relates to us especially. So burnout is one of those road hazards in life that high achievers really should be keeping a close eye out for. But sadly, often because of their I can do everything, which and personalities, which I think that reflects on us because we basically say yes to everything. It's pretty hard for us to say no. They rarely see it coming because high achievers are often so passionate about what they do, like a lot of us web developers are. They tend to ignore the fact that they're working exceptionally long hours, taking on exceedingly heavy workloads and putting enormous pressure on themselves to excel, all of which make them ripe for burnout. Now, where the exceptionally long hours come into or heavy workloads and the enormous pressures is generally you work full time. You might also freelance. You might also have side projects. You also might contribute to open source. You might also be pouring quite a lot of time, which most of us probably should be doing, into honing our craft, making it better, learning what's coming up and stuff like that. So all of that kind of fits right in with our personalities as high achievers. Although we probably don't look at ourselves being high achievers, we're just people who love what we do. So essentially, the rundown of this, it can affect anyone. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, what your personality is like, it can affect anyone. It's indiscriminate about who it basically latches onto. And it creeps up on you. So most of the time that you just don't notice that it's happening. So you kind of get these tunnel vision. And it can actually stay with you for a long time. So this is where the kind of chronic fatigue, chronic stress comes into things. And it can also lead to and also include anxiety and depression, which can have very, very severe consequences, which we've heard throughout. If you've been listening or reading in the industry for the past couple of years, been quite a few notable exits of developers or designers from the industry, as well as being some lives lost due to depression and things like that, as well as burnout. And yeah, so you basically feel exhausted all the time. Like you just absolutely, you wake up feeling tired nearly all day. So you wake up tired, you continue to feel tired all day. You can also feel overwhelmed all the time, like everything's just too much. And then caring basically seems like a waste. Like I just don't care about this project anymore. I just don't care about doing this anymore. So yeah, going back to some of the signs, just to reiterate some of the stuff. So we've got chronic fatigue, which is a major one. Insomnia, this is early signs. So if you're not sleeping too well, which it's going to be very hard for us as people on the web, because generally we do very, very long hours. Next thing is forgetfulness, impaired concentration and attention. So another one, that's a pretty big sign there. There can be physical symptoms such as increased illness, loss of appetite, then getting back to anxiety, depression, even anger. And a surprising one also is frequent headaches, back pain, muscle aches, all that kind of related area can also be another sign. So it's something very, very scary. There's a lot there, and you might think, oh, no, it's not me, but I recommend doing the test. It's a burnout self-test. If you Google for Mind Tools burnout self-test, you'll be able to find the self-test there. And they've got a scorecard, which you can read through, and below the scorecard, they'll have links to avoiding burnout and recovering from burnout. I just thought I'd quickly touch on basically trying to avoid burnout. So basically what they've got here is a few steps here to kind of work it out and how to avoid it. So they've got 1, work with purpose, 2, perform a job analysis, 3, give to others, 4, take control, 5, exercise regularly, 6, learn to manage stress, and I think that's it. Yep, that's it. But they go through and they explain everything there. Like exercise is a big one that basically will kind of get your body into a more of a normal state of being, just being active, as well as it will promote a better night's sleep. So I highly recommend that to anyone, because I have been through various, not quite burnout, but definitely in the later stages. I've done the self-test recently and I've got scored quite high, which is a little bit concerning. So I'm going to be running through and making sure I can try to avoid this or even subdue it a bit. Because basically once you go full-blown burnout, it's a very, very hard track to get out of. But that's essentially it. Like if you're struggling with burnout or you're not too sure, it's definitely worth doing one of these tests or going seeing someone or both, and just being aware and conscious that these things can happen and it might be happening to you and you don't even know. So definitely recommend checking out some of these links in the show notes, and going through it and just making sure that you're fine, or if you notice anyone else that may be potentially running into burnout, to bring it up with them and see if you can make a difference there. But anyway, that's it for the episode. If you do have any questions, comments, or anything like that, please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you at the next episode.